Thanks, Andrew. This is David Corus. I'm going to call the meeting to order at 1:17. I'll begin with roll call in no particular order. Myself, Parker Wise. Parker was here earlier. Parker, are you on mute? We'll come back. John Johnson?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, John Flores?
Here.
Don Frost?
Here.
Judy Scheifel?
Here.
Brian Thompson?
Here.
Grant Westerson?
I'm here.
Greg Scully?
Here.
Mark Rolfe?
Here.
Dave Perilla? Tom Patton? David Lehman? Jeff Beckham? And Parker Wise.
Yes, I'm here. Parker's here.
Great. Hey, Parker. And did someone else just join?
Jeff Beckham.
Great. Hey, Jeff. Okay. Hey. With that, we will move on to the next item on our agenda, which is public comment, and invite any member of the public who wishes to speak at this time on our agenda, please come forward and do so. Andrew, please open up the line.
Sure. The line is open. Are there any members of the public who wish to speak at this time?
Sure. Kevin Blacker, I'd like to speak.
Sure, Mr. Blacker.
Yep. Right ahead, Mr. Blacker.
Let's see. So, wondering whether John Johnson, haven't heard any discussion at any of these meetings about the Office of State Ethics, whether they call it a finding, or I don't think they called it a ruling, but, basically them saying, them having a conflict, haven't heard any board discussion on that. Will say that he seems to be one of the only guys that asks questions, real good ones at that. Mark Rolfe had some questions, but most of the rest of the board seems, to just not add much to the, conversation. And think that it's a mistake to approve all this more money, $28 million, I think it is, you guys are voting on today with no permit from DEEP and the driven objection, still waiting on a response or, a ruling whether there's going to be a hearing from the hearing officer, Brendan Shane. Let's see. See that you guys are doing another contract with AECOM. I'd be interested to know how much exactly you guys have paid AECOM. Over the course of Port Authority's existence. Also mentioned Vincent Candelora was quoted in the Current today talking about how Connecticut, we seem to just use a seemingly endless supply of federal money to try and fix our problems. And I know that's what some lawmakers are trying to do. The State Pier project is a problem because you guys use such bad judgment. That's why the costs are spiraling out of control. And there's a push to try and get the federal government to step in and pay for your bad judgment and your failure. And I'll close by saying, give you an update on David Corus' favorite topic, which is the pink signs that you guys overestimated the value of by quadruple, three times anyways. But went to court yesterday, felony charges still stand, 2.5 months go back And so that's that. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other members of the public wish to speak at this time? Okay. Did someone just join during public comment? I just want to make sure we note that for the record. Okay. Moving on to the next item on the agenda. So the third item on the agenda is related to a First Amendment to the construction administrator's contract for design phase and construction phase services with AECOM Technical Services. John or Joe, do one of you want to just describe this briefly, and then I will read the resolution, entertain a motion in a second, and then we can get into a discussion on it.
This is John. I'm going to let Joe take number three, and I'll take number four.
Great. Joe, go ahead. Just a brief description of what we're talking about here in number three.
Sure can. The AECOM agreement was executed July 9th of 2020. Within the agreement, there is a Schedule B. This item, number three on today's agenda, makes revisions to Schedule B to the construction phase services. The revision is necessary to correct, adjust the dates of the construction time duration to match current schedules and certain typographical errors that were found in the same document, Schedule B. So some dates that were changed are the early work trade bids and agreement amendments timeline, the construction time duration, project closeout, and the recording of the as-built drawings. There is no change to the original agreed price. So this is basically just some housekeeping on Schedule B.
Great. Thanks, Joe. So I'll read a resolution. I'll entertain a motion second, and then if any board members have questions or comments on this, we can engage in that discussion. Resolved that the Executive Director be and hereby is authorized, empowered, and directed for and on behalf of the Connecticut Port Authority, here and after referred to as the Authority, to negotiate and enter into a First Amendment to Construction Administrator's Contract for Design Phase and Construction Phase Services Agreement, here and after referred to as Agreement, by and between the Authority and AECOM Technical Services Incorporated, in the form attached hereto as the exhibit to the agenda item number three, and to take such reasonable necessary actions, negotiate, execute, and deliver any and all other reasonable necessary documents in furtherance thereof. Is there a motion to approve?
I'll move that, David.
Moved by John. Is there a second?
Yeah, I'll second. No,
second, Greg.
Second by Greg. Any discussion or questions for Joe or others on this amendment to the construction administrator's contract?
When did we originally approve this $4,191,000?
July 9th, 2020.
Thank you, Joe.
Other questions or comments? Okay, all those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, moving on to the next item on the agenda, which is the construction packages that for this meeting have an aggregate amount not to exceed $28,236,710.50. And John, I will turn it over to you to walk us through that and all the materials that were provided to the board, their item five attachments. And then I'll read the resolution, entertain a motion in second, and then we can discuss.
Sure. So I'll just run through each of the five packages and who we are proposing to award the contract to. After analysis, with respect to demolition and disposal of existing mooring dolphins, After analysis and scope review, the two lowest bids were found to be deficient and hence unresponsive. And as a result, the construction administrator recommends awarding the performance to the next lowest, the performance of demolition and disposal of existing mooring dolphin services to the next lowest bidder, Blakesley Arapaya and Chapman, Inc. of Branford, Connecticut, for a cost of $1,877,290, which is approximately 40% higher than the GMP line item estimate for this scope. The cumulative total cost for this scope, including the CMR's fee, is $2,121,337.70. Next is for site civil and drainage. The contract administrator recommends accepting the CMR's following recommendation: award the performance of site civil and drainage services to Kiewit Infrastructure of Woodcliff Lake, New Jersey, for a cost of $31,998,000, which is $26,491, or 28% less than the current GMP line item estimate of $42,966,876 for this scope. Due to the potential presence of contaminated materials with a portion within a portion of the site known as the New England Central Railroad lease parcel, an allowance of $200,000 has been established for handling, testing, transporting, and disposal and manifesting of potential contaminated material. The cumulative value of total for the items above is $36,383,740, of which only $21,693,740 are going to be encumbered today. There are two options associated with this package totaling $13 million, which will be awarded when funding is available, and that will happen in August and September. That's site civil. Next package is Northeast Bulkhead Relieving Platform. Again, while the lowest bid was not accepted because it was found to be non-responsive due to incomplete scope identification, therefore the construction administrator recommends awarding the performance of Northeast Bulkhead Relieving Platform Services to ECD NY Inc. of Queens, New York, for a cost of $5,933,000, which is $1,185,882, or nearly 17% less than the current GMP line item for this scope. The cumulative cost of the items above are $6,772,090, inclusive of the CMR's fee. Next, we have temporary and permanent fencing. The construction administrator recommends accepting the CMR's recommendation of awarding the contract to PNC Fence Company of Bridgewater, Connecticut, for a cost of $221,850, which is approximately 40% lower than the current GMP line item for this scope. The cumulative cost of the items above, inclusive of the allowance item, resulting of a total cost of $250,690.50, inclusive of the CMR's fee. And finally, last but not least, street sweeping. The construction administrator recommends accepting the CMR's recommendation to award the performance of street sweeping services to Northeast Landscaping and Tree Services of Westerly, Rhode Island, for a cost of $186,000, which is $14,000 or 7% less than the current GMP line item for this estimate for this scope. The cumulative total of the items above result in increase to the CMR contract of $210,180, inclusive of the CMR's fee. Those are the packages that we're considering today, and I'm happy to answer any questions on those.
I'll just make a note before I read the resolution and entertain the motion and second to enable us to get into discussion. I'll just note that also included in your package, in addition to the recommendation letters on each work package from AECOM, there are two sort of summary documents that we hope are responsive to the requests we've received to you from you in the past. One is the one is titled a CMR subcontract award recommendations, which is the summary of all recommendations made to the board, and you know, if they were approved, when they were approved, what notice to proceed they were included in, you know, what work was issued a notice to proceed versus what is approved but outstanding for future NTPs, showing the cumulative cumulative encumbrances or encumbrance, and then there is also a spreadsheet that compares each of, and that is called procurement, it's the procurement status report, which includes the selected bids against the target GMP. And so this is partially updated inclusive of today's recommendations. So you'll see that the site civil work is included in here, but some of the other packages like the dolphin removal and the you know, street sweeping, et cetera, are not. But what you'll note is on that spreadsheet, the cumulative net impact relative to the target GMP of the prior approvals at special meetings that proceeded today, as well as the site civil, is favorable to the target GMP of almost $8 million. And then when you add in, you know, the other items before you today don't change that appreciably, because some were unfavorable, some were favorable. It actually, if I do the math on the top of my head, it actually puts us over $8 million favorable in terms of the cumulative, encumbrance of these work packages relative to the target GMP. With that, I will read the resolution. I will entertain a motion and a second, and then encourage any board members with any questions to ask them at that time. I'm trying to find the document on my computer here.
David, this is Marlon Peterson of AECOM.
Yeah.
Can I interject just a moment?
Right,
I just wanted to make sure John had said the right total for the five, inclusive of the CMR fee. John, the one item we had given you that we corrected earlier today totaled $31,048,032.2 for the total of the five, and I think you read 28, which was the previous. I just wanted to make sure you are correct in the number that was presented today.
You are correct, Marlon, and that number was corrected in the spreadsheet that was sent out just prior to the meeting today.
And I have that correct number in my resolution, but Marlon, before I read it, I'll just state it to you so that you can verify. $31,048,038.20.
Correct. Thank you.
Okay. All right, so I will read the resolution, which you know, which will clarify each of those dollar amounts, and then entertain a motion in a second. Resolved that the executive director be and hereby is authorized, empowered, and directed for and on behalf of the Connecticut Port Authority, hereinafter referred to as the authority, to negotiate and enter into an agreement in connection with construction activities at State Pier in the not-to-exceed amounts for the services and with the contractors set forth below, all as further described in the exhibits to agenda item number 4. contract number one for the Mooring Dolphin demolition with Blakeslee Arpaia Chapman Incorporated, located in Brantford, Connecticut, for a total value not to exceed $2,121,337.70. Item number two, or scope number two, site civil and drainage. Hewitt Infrastructure Company from Woodcliffe Lake, New Jersey, for a total value of $21,693,740. Third work package is the Northeast Bulkhead Relieving Platform, company of ECDNY Incorporated, out of Queens, New York, for an amount of $6,772,090. Fourth work package is temporary permanent fence with a company called PNC Fence out of Bridgeport, Connecticut, for an amount not to exceed $250,690.50. And finally, the fifth work package, street sweeper with Northeast Landscaping and Tree Services Incorporated out of Westerly, Rhode Island, for a cost not to exceed $210,180. The total amount of these five work packages being $31,048,038.20, for a total GMP amount to date of $82,025,035.93. And be it further resolved that the Executive Director be and hereby is authorized, empowered, and directed for and on behalf of the authority to take such reasonable and necessary actions to negotiate, execute, and deliver any and all other reasonable and necessary documents in furtherance thereof. Is there a motion to approve?
This is Judy Scheifele. I'll move the item.
Moved by Judy. Is there a second? Was that Greg that I heard? Great.
Yes.
Second by Greg. So anyone have questions, comments, or items for discussion on this item?
I have just an item that I want to bring up. Two points. I know Marlon was working on Sunday because it looks like his letters were all dated Sunday and we got them last night. I don't know, I just think that we should have a little bit more time if there's any way possible for us to download and read and all the rest of it. So just to get a little bit more comfortable, I'd like a little bit more time.
Absolutely. Marlon and I had a discussion about that, and he has agreed that he will require the recommendations from Kiewit no later than the Tuesday preceding the board meeting, and that he would have the CA's analysis completed by Thursday before the board meeting, and we would have them out to the board no later than Friday.
That would be absolutely fabulous, and you know, it certainly having one more day would be very helpful. I guess the other thing I want to point out, and I think I pointed this out last couple of weeks ago, on the one letter of the 16th from Marlon Ray, the site civil and drainage trade contractor bid package, the fourth bullet point down, I think it's again the same misstatement that was made before. It reads as follows: the cumulative total of the items above resulted in an increase to a CMMR contract of $36,383,000. I don't think that that's right. I think that's a misstatement again. Am I right on that?
Marlon, are you still on the phone?
I am.
It didn't increase it, Marlon, by $36 million. I don't think, right? I think the total amount was $36,383,000, but it didn't increase it by $36 million.
It will, you're correct, it will increase the CMR contract value by $36 million. However, at this time, we've only encumbered $21 million because the balance, $14 million and change, is an option. That will be executed for, I think it was discussed, DGA and drainage items as available funding becomes.
I think, Marlon, I think the issue, though, is around the semantics. While it is technically accurate that by approving these packages, we are increasing our contract with the CMR in that amount, it reads as if that's $30 million above and beyond the contracted amount that we had discussed publicly previously, $193 million plus $11 million contingency for a contract amount of $204, when that is not in fact the case. We are still building up to that $204, and as indicated earlier, we're actually favorable to estimates by quite a bit. So we need to find a way to be technically accurate, but also ensure that it cannot be misinterpreted that this is somehow an overage above and beyond the anticipated contract amount.
Understood, and we will revise that section accordingly and present it at the next board meeting for clarity.
Thank you, David.
Other comments or questions from any members of the board?
Yeah, David, this is Mark Rolfe.
Yep, go ahead.
Question about the $14 million in options. What does that work, and why is it an option?
So that work includes to the furnishing and installation of dense graded aggregate, or DGA, and that's the first option. And the second is to furnish and install drainage infrastructure across the four designated portions of the site. And the reason they're not included currently is we are only awarding contracts in the value of available funding. And so we are anticipating funding coming through for those in the July-August timeframe, at which time we will award the options.
Okay, but the scope within those options, it needs to be performed as part of the project. You're just deferring it because of funds availability? Okay. And does that impact the schedule in any way?
No, this was actually negotiated to work this way so that we would be able to work with available funding and still meet schedule.
Okay. Staying with the site civil package, the allowance item, is the payment terms, I think it was $100,000. They only get paid this item if they do work under it. Is that correct?
Marlon, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that's correct.
Yes, the value, though, is
$200,000
for site remediation on the rail parcel, and yes, only utilized if the material is found to be contaminated, thereby requiring special handling characteristics.
And what's the intent for a notice to proceed with this work? Assuming it gets approved today, would you intend to give a notice to proceed immediately?
Notice to proceed only for the base work.
The base work. Okay, so
not including the options, obviously.
Yes, some of this work is within the permitted areas, and I guess it'll be dependent upon receipt of a permit from DEEP.
So site civil is upland work, so it's not subject to the DEEP permit.
Okay, so that's good. But how about the bulkhead and the dolphins?
So the bulkhead and the dolphins are actually already permitted. They're not subject to the permit application.
We have a COP for some of those works, and so they're not in the permit that's currently being reviewed.
Okay.
And Joe, you can correct me if that's wrong or provide more.
No, you're correct. The Northeast Bulkhead is approved under a COP. The Mooring Dolphins are under a COP. The Bulkhead work is the East and the South closure is under the new permit that we're waiting for.
And that's not part of the packages we're approving today.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
And this is Brian. Just to clarify that further, as Joe clarified for me earlier today in the conversation, the bulkhead work we're approving today is actually upland work. Is that right, Joe?
Yeah, so it's the heavy lift pad at the northeast bulkhead.
Okay. John, may I? This is Marlon. May I make one clarification? The site fill and drainage, in response to the question, it does include the excavation of the upland, and subsequent, what we call embayment, would be the placing of the fill within the basin. So that component of site civil is part of this work. However, that portion of the work will not proceed until the permit is approved. So we will do the excavation works. We will stage that material, and then it will not be placed into the infill until after the permit is approved.
Do we have a projected date for receipt of the permit?
So it's not clear as of yet. We're waiting for a directive from the hearing officer, and that directive is supposed to come out on or before Friday the 21st. So we will have a better idea of what the schedule is going to be based on that directive.
So, based on what I just heard, then you'll issue a qualified notice to proceed for the site civil work?
If we stage the fill and for whatever reason don't get the permit, we would take the fill off site, but we'd still have to excavate, is my understanding.
And yes, this is Marlon. We will be issuing a qualified NTP for the upland portions of the works.
That makes sense. Okay, thank you, David.
Yeah, sure thing. Thanks, Mark. Anyone else have any questions or comments? Okay, hearing none, all those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, motion passes unanimously, and I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
But John, is there a second?
Second.
Parker. Second by Parker. Meeting is adjourned at 1:51 p.m. Thanks, everyone, and we'll talk in 2 weeks.
Thanks so much,
everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.